John Deutsch made his last appearance as CIA director before the Senate Intelligence Committee today. Deutsch gave the senators his final assessment of the national security threats facing this country. He predicted that within 3 years, North Korea would either invade South Korea, implode from economic pressure, or be on the path to reunification. But today's hearing offered more than a glimpse into future world trouble spots. The remarks from committee members made it clear that not everyone is satisfied with the man nominated to replace Deutsch. NPR's Martha Raddatz reports.
The Intelligence Committee hasn't always given John Deutsch an easy time. But judging from the comments of Committee Chairman Arlen Specter, now that Deutsch is on his way out, all is forgotten.
I know that I speak for all members of the committee and really for the whole Senate and Congress in thanking you for an extraordinary job, Dr. Deutsch.
The man named to succeed Deutsch, however, Anthony Lake, was described in far less than extraordinary terms. Most observers have assumed Lake, who is now serving as National Security Advisor, would have no trouble with confirmation. But Senator Specter may make it difficult. Specifically, Specter says he's concerned about Lake's role in the administration's green light to the secret shipment of Iranian arms to Bosnia in 1994, shipments carried out without the knowledge of Congress or the CIA director.
I have grave reservations about Mr. Lake and about his sensitivity, given what went on in this matter and given the special sensitivity of what has happened historically with other directors of the Central Intelligence Agency with the big issue, Iran-Contra.
Specter then asked Deutsch a hypothetical question on the subject. If Tony Lake had been CIA director at the time of the arms shipments to Bosnia and he found out about the shipments, did Deutsch believe Lake would have informed Congress?
I will tell you that I don't think that it was a legal obligation or a responsibility of the director of Central Intelligence to inform Congress had he known about it, had he been aware of it.
Well, if that is Mr. Lake's view, then I would have no doubt about at least my own conclusion that he wouldn't be the appropriate man to be director of Central Intelligence.
But Deutsch made clear that he was talking about legal obligations only. Deutsch said he did believe that keeping the Congress informed on intelligence matters is key, and that Anthony Lake is aware of that as well. As to the Iranian arms shipment, Deutsch contended that it was a diplomatic matter, not an intelligence matter. Deutsch did get into intelligence concerns at the hearing, however, to the extent he could in an open forum. Asked to give a global review, the director said that the agency is keeping a keen eye on North Korea.
Either it is going to get itself invade the South over one issue or another, war will break out, or it will collapse internally or implode because of the incredible economic problems that the country faces, or third, it will over time lead to some peaceful resolution and reunification of the South.
Which of those roads North Korea takes is uncertain, said the director, but he does not believe the world will have to wait too long to find out.
My own estimate is, I would not make it a categorical statement, Senator, is that how that proceeds between those three directions will be resolved in the next 2 or 3 years. It is not something that will go on for decades.
Deutsch also warned of the increasing threat of terrorism worldwide. As for his legacy as CIA director, Deutsch says he leaves the CIA after his 20-month tenure, confident that the agency has improved the timeliness and quality of intelligence gathering. However, Deutsch did say that real progress requires a longer tenure by the director, and he hopes that Anthony Lake will spend the entire second term trying to build on the progress already made. I'm Martha Raddatz in Washington.